Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 30th of January 2022. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Peter, VK7PD. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR, Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Phil, VK3PG. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.67 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. On 7.14 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. On 14.13 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. And on 28.525 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. We also go out on UHF CB channel 15 thanks to Mark, VK7FMAC in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and on VK7RTC in Southern VK7. Non-commercial wanteds. Wanted, Mike, VK7DMH is looking for two high-voltage electrolytics for the EHT section of his leader oscilloscope. The value is 0.1 microfarad at 20,000 volts. If you have any or have a lead on where they may be obtained, please contact Ron Mann, VK7RM, on 0447-613-136. That's 0447-613-136. Contest news. Summer VHF, UHF and above field day. If you participated in the WIA Summer Field Day and have put in your log, then thank you. If you haven't yet, please consider putting in your log before midnight, EDST, Monday, 31 January 2022. Also remember that the Ross Hull Memorial Contest that runs for the whole of month of January. 73 Richard, VK7ZBX. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 Al, VK7AN. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. My goodness, how the month has flown. Here we are, the last broadcast for the month of January. Once again, it has been a relatively quiet week news-wise, so once again we have recourse to largely repeating information on coming events. Before doing so, though, I would like to say a big thank you to all the members who have been attending our coffee sessions since our resumption back on 7 January. We had another very good roll-up this Friday for a fairly rowdy morning tea, but it was enjoyed by all. Once again, there was no shortage of food. Amongst all the local chit-chat and good-natured banter, there was also some technical contact, with the Professor, a.k.a. Trevor, VK7TB, busy on the electronics discussion table describing his latest circuit schematic changes to his Russian FET PA and its power supply, as well as answering and assisting various other queries. Elsewhere, Peter VK7SP was demonstrating his latest equine endurance tracking system software, developments to those stalwarts of our safety communications efforts. Andre VK7ZAB and Idris VK7ZIR, once that was completed, Peter and Idris progressed to a demonstration of Idris's FT891HF rig and accompanying ATU and discussion about how one might best be deployed in Peter's maritime mobile adventures, including that vexed question about a possible antenna, as Peter is reluctant to introduce insulators into his backstay. We will watch progress there with much interest. 2022 membership fees. To all those members who have not yet paid their 2022 subs, a reminder that you officially became listed as unfinancial on the register on the 1st of January. If you are in that boat, even this might be an appropriate time to remedy the situation. In case you have forgotten, NTARC's 2022 membership fees are $40 for a full voting member and $5 additional for each family member that the voting member wishes to add to his or her primary membership. A reminder notice will be forwarded to you in the coming days. Upcoming events. Testnet and TechNet. Wednesday, 2nd February, Testnet CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will again be Nick, VK7WW. Annual General Meeting. The Annual General Meeting of NTARC will take place on Wednesday, 9th February 2022 at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochely Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochely, commencing at 19:30 hours, that's 7:30 p.m. Business at the AGM will consist of confirmation of the minutes of the 2021 AGM, then reception and consideration of reports from the committee, including the Treasurer's report and reports from our various managers and coordinators. This will be followed by the election of office bearers and committee person for 2022. The meeting will then consider any item of business for which the requisite notice has been received by the closing date on Friday, 4th February. All current office holders and committee positions will fall vacant at the AGM. Nominations for each office bearer and the committee member are invited and should be made in writing to the secretary, along with the signatures of the nominator, seconder, and that of the member nominated. Appointments will also be required to the positions of internal auditor and public officer. Please note that for your convenience, a nomination form is available from the NTARC Club Room as well as our website, again in the members section. Nominations will close off at close of business Friday, 4th February. Members are reminded that they will need to have paid their 2022 renewal subscription before the meeting commences at 19:30 hours, 7:30 p.m. to be able to vote at the annual general meeting. Similarly, they will need to have paid their 2022 subscription before they can be nominated or nominate or second someone for office, as only financial members can exercise those privileges. The AGM will be followed by the February General Meeting. The February AGM will be held in the main hall due to its being a larger and more open area, better able to accommodate the required spacing. Entrance on the night will be by the main hall door. Please remember to QR code in and sign the meeting register. Hand sanitizer will be provided and masks must be worn during the meeting. Club Tech Night. Our next Club Tech Night will take place on Wednesday, 23rd February. These nights take place on alternate Wednesday evenings with the on-air Test Net CW courses and Tech Net hosted by Nick VK7WW. The next Wednesday evening that would normally have been available for a Tech Night in the club rooms would have been Wednesday, the 9th of February, but that is our AGM night, so it's a Tech Night off. So, folks, you will need to note your diary for Club Tech Night for 23rd February. Still, that gives you plenty of time to dig out some interesting curios, circuits, gear, etc., and any other goodies to bring along. The very astute among you may have already observed that 23 February is Launceston Cup Day and another part public holiday. But we feel that cancelling another Tech Night would be asking too much of those members anxious for their regular face-to-face, albeit masked, tech event fix. Coffee mornings, now again being held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. These coffee events represent a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We currently have cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in and check the QSL box and join us for a cuppa and chat. Just a friendly reminder, please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club, its facilities and the other services we provide, especially in these abnormal and very trying times. Enjoying the company, coffee, biscuits and cake by leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. Again, a reminder that masks be worn at these sessions, but you will be able to remove your mask whilst eating and drinking, but it does need to be put back on when finished. A sign has been placed on the screen door reminding all of this requirement. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email me at the following address, which is news@ntarc.net. all items to be received no later than 1700 on the Friday prior to the broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated. We will bring you all such contributions next Sunday morning. 73 Yvonne VK7FYMX, Secretary, NTARC, Incorporated. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. NWTARC Annual General Meeting. The first annual general meeting of the NWTARC will take place at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday, 5th of August 2022 at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. The ordinary business of our annual general meeting will be to confirm the minutes of the last preceding annual general meeting, to receive from the committee, auditor, and other persons acting on behalf of the association reports on the transactions of the association during the last preceding financial year of the association, to elect the officers and the association and the ordinary committee members, to appoint the auditor and determine his or her remuneration, to determine the remuneration of employees and other persons acting on behalf of the association, to appoint the public officer either from the committee or general membership. All current office holder, committee, auditor, and the public officer positions fall vacant at the AGM. Nominations for each office bearer and the committee members are invited and should be made in writing to the secretary and delivered to the secretary at least 10 days before the day on which the annual general meeting is to be held. The nomination is to be on the NWTARC nomination form, along with the signatures of the nominator, seconder, and that of the member nominated. Nomination forms are available from the secretary. Members will need to have paid their 2022 membership subscription before the meeting commences at 1:30 p.m. to be able to vote to the annual general meeting. They will also need to have paid their 2022 membership before they can be nominated or nominate or second someone for office, as only financial members can nominate or be nominated. The AGM will be followed by the February general meeting, after which afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell. The club rooms are open till 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea that has been commercially produced would be appreciated. We have single package tea, coffee and sugar, and disposable cups for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend, and don't forget to use the QR code check-in on entry. If you have any cold or flu symptoms, or are unwell, or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. Please note that the new meeting start time is now 1:30 p.m. 73, Eric, VK7EV, News Officer. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REST Open Day. Do you have an interest in electronics, radio or technology? Come, learn and have fun. The Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REST, will be holding a COVID-safe public open day today, Sunday, January 30th, 2021, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. up at the top of the Queen's Domain. Amateur radio, ham radio, is a popular hobby and service that brings people, electronics and communications together. People use ham radio to talk across town, around the world, or even into space, all without the internet or cell phones. It's fun, social, educational, and can be a lifeline during times of need. There will be lots going on in and around the REST club rooms, and we will have lots of different activities for everyone. Learn how to become a radio amateur. REST runs regular courses up on the Queen's Domain. We will have displays from Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association Amateur Radio, Jamboree on the Air Portable Operation, Wison Tas South Emergency Portable Community Communications, Microwave, Moon Bounce, ADSB, Aircraft Tracking, Outdoor Summits and Silos on the Air and Worldwide Flora and Fauna, Optical and Morse Code Communications, Digital Amateur Television, Amateur Radio Training and Assessments, Slow Scan Television, Tasmanian Maritime Radio Museum and Operation, and much more. There will be many other general displays and interesting and fascinating things that amateurs get up to, as well as a sausage sizzle with onion, coffee and cake available on the day. Who could pass up an opportunity such as that? Please share this event with your friends, family and anyone who would be interested in learning about all things electronic, technology or radio. The day runs from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. up on the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. See you there, 73 REST Committee. Training and Assessment. Good luck to Jacques, Martin, Renier and Martin, who last weekend undertook their Foundation License Training and Assessment. We hope to hear you on the airwaves soon. REST next Foundation License Training and All License Assessment Day is on Saturday, the 26th of March, 2022. If you are thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, REST Learning Organiser, know by phoning 0417 391 607 or email assessor@reast.asn.au. Check out the REST Foundation License Training videos that can be found on the REST YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. Check out the REST Facebook page events for following details. 73 Reg, VK7KK. Annual General Meeting 2022. In accordance with the rules of association, notice is hereby given that the annual general meeting of the Radio and Electronics Association, Southern Tasmania Incorporated, will be held on next Sunday, 6th February 2022, 11 a.m, located at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. We encourage anyone willing to contribute to the club as a committee member or office holder to nominate for a position. Nomination forms are available from the REST website. The business conducted at the AGM will include the confirmation of minutes of the last preceding annual general meeting and of any general meeting held since that meeting and the business arising from the last annual general meeting. The AGM will also receive from the committee, auditor and servants of the association reports on the transactions of the association during the last preceding financial year. The AGM will then elect the officers of the association and the ordinary committee members, along with the appointment of ex officio office bearers, and appoint an auditor. After the AGM, there will be a presentation of the repeater subcommittee about the Southern Repeater Roadmap. We will be offering a Zoom session for those members unable to come to the AGM due to COVID concerns. Please let the secretary know if you would like to Zoom into the AGM by emailing secretary@reast.asn.au. We will then finish the proceedings with a free barbecue. 73 Tony Lathouris, VK7VKT, REST Secretary and Public Officer. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. DATV Experimenters Night. We started the night with Ron Cullen, who took us through his DAB antenna adventure with a 202 MEG loop antenna that decreased his bit error rate and solved his DAB radio dropouts. Ron then outlined what he was doing in the radio control world with planes and boats. Thanks, Ron. Justin then looked at some 6-meter whisper signals showing interesting propagation. We congratulated Richard, VK7ZBX, for his 23 and 3 centimeter tropo contacts between VK7 and ZL. We then showed the Adam Pluto microwave SDR. The Pluto is a portable, self-contained RF learning module based on the analog device's AD9363, which is a highly integrated RF agile transceiver and FPGA. RF coverage, both RX and TX, is from 70 MHz to 6 GHz at up to 61.44 megasamples per second, MSPS. It uses a 12-bit ADC and DAC with support for many SDR platforms. Justin has applied the config hack to extend the range from 70 to 6 GHz and 56 MHz bandwidth. Justin then talked about Project Langstone from the UK microwave group that uses a Raspberry Pi touchscreen control surface for the Pluto. The project ends up as an all-mode CW SSB FM AM narrowband transceiver from 70 MHz to 5.7 GHz. The unit will actually generate a signal from 47 MHz to 6 GHz. There is experimental support for 10 GHz and 24 GHz using harmonic mixing. It has a waterfall spectrum display and Morse ident for beacon mode. We will take a more in-depth look at the Adam Pluto in a future DATV night. We then took a look at the 5.7-5.8 GHz wideband FM transceiver. That will be on display at the Open Day. There were continuous reminders about the Open Day, today, 30th of January 2022, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. This week, we will have a DATV night on the first Wednesday night, as we have our AGM next Sunday, and we will have a wrap-up of the Open Day. Some more of the Adam Pluto and the Langstone project. Show and tell with Richard VK7ZBX and his 1.8 meter 10 gigahertz journey that we will see at the Open Day and much more. We go out on RF on 445.5 MHz DVB-T, 7 MHz standard definition. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenter's Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel. 73 Justin, VK7TW. Technology news. Pirates spammed an infamous Soviet shortwave radio station with memes. The UVB-76 numbers station took a break from being a suspected communications tool of Russian intelligence to blast Gangnam Style. Pirates hijacked an infamous shortwave station which dates from the Soviet era but is still online today, and used it to broadcast everything from Gangnam Style to audio that draws memes when inspected under a spectrum analyzer. For decades, the numbers station known as UVB-76 has emitted an enigmatic series of beeps and a voice reading numbers and names in what people suspect is a long-running communications method for Russian intelligence. Since the broadcast is public, pirates are able to use their software-defined radio, SDR transmitters, to effectively flood the frequencies with noise and memes. The recent barrage of attacks on the station come as Russia prepares to invade neighboring Ukraine, where radio enthusiasts speculate at least some of the pirate broadcasts originate. Numbers stations are shortwave radio stations known for their mysterious and cryptic broadcasts, long believed to be a method used by the spy agencies to communicate with covert operatives. They typically involve voices reading off sequences of numbers or timed pulses that can be decoded into messages. While many stations have become obsolete or redundant, several broadcasts remain on the air, much to the fascination of radio amateur hobbyists, thanks to VK7BEN and sourced from Vice.com. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA WWFF Group. Meeting Monday and Friday, 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTAC, Friday coffee session, Rochalie Club Rooms, Launceston, from 10 a.m. NTAC, Club Tech Nights, Wednesday, 23rd February, from 19:30 hours in NTAC Club Rooms. NTAC, Testnet and TechNet, Wednesday, 2nd February, Testnet CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and TechNet at 3567 from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. NWVK7, Wednesday from 2000 local, NW Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. NWVK7, Thursday commences at 09:30 UTC or 20:30 local, NW Tassie 2m DX net 144.19 USB upper sideband. Reist Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Reist WAGS, Wednesday afternoon group, meets at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. Reist DATV Experimenters Night from 7:30pm live in the club rooms, also on DVBT, RF and YouTube streaming. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.64 MHz, commences at 6pm AEDST. Events, Reist Today, 30th January 2022, Reist Open Day from 11am to 3pm. NWTARC, 5th February 2022, Annual General Meeting from 1:30pm in the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. Reist, 6th February 2022, Annual General Meeting, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 11am, followed by BYO Barbecue. NTARC, 9th February 2022, Annual General Meeting from 7:30pm in the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7RI. Repeaters Reist, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, and VK7DC. 160 metres, VK7GS, 80 metres, VK7ALH, 40 metres, VK7JGD, 20 metres, VK7DG, 10 metres, VK7VKT, UHFCB, VK7, FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8pm on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RTC in Southern VK7. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You've been listening to or have just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to the VK7ARnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, it's 73 and stay safe from Peter, VK7PD.